With a little more than a day to go until voting ends, Vice President Harris is narrowly leading former President Trump among likely voters. That's according to an NPR PBS News Marist poll out today. But her lead is within the margin of error, and that means this race remains incredibly close. The new polling also gives us a better understanding of some trends we've been following this election cycle. Here to explain all of this and what it might mean as we head into Election Day is NPR Senior Political Editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Hi there.
Hey, Juana.
So, Domenico, we've talked a whole bunch this election cycle. You've told us over and over again that this race is super close. So tell us what stands out to you in today's poll.
And still close. One thing that jumped out to me, though, were the responses to a question we asked about whether the candidates are mainly making proposals they intend to carry out if elected, or if they're putting them forward just to get people to vote for them. Now, 55% said that Trump intends to carry out his promises, whether they like them or not. But for Harris, likely voters were split 49-49. And I think this is really notable because it might tell us why she hasn't closed the deal with some voters. You know, it's been a hurdle for her to try and overcome her words and promises that she made during her presidential campaign 5 years ago when she was trying to court progressives. This has been a concern for her campaign because lots of voters continue to say they don't quite know her or what she stands for, despite what she's said very clearly in this campaign. And the Trump team has been happy to try and help them make up their minds with a relentlessly negative ad campaign over the past month against Harris.
Domenico, I find this super interesting. Anything notable in how different sorts of voters responded to that question?
Yeah, we saw a gender divide on who thought Harris was being sincere. A majority of women thought Harris intended to do what she was proposing, which has been more moderate than what she'd put forward in 2019. But a majority of men thought the opposite. And there was a huge divide by education. White women with college degrees overwhelmingly thought Harris would follow through on her promises. But huge majorities of white men who didn't go to college thought she's just saying these things to get votes.
There's been a lot of talk about the gender gap in the closing days of election season and the thinking that this could be the widest in history. Does this poll bear that out?
To an extent, it does. I mean, overall, there's a 15-point gender gap between men and women in their support for Harris or Trump. Harris leads with women by 11. Trump leads with men by 4. That's actually smaller than last month's divide. So who knows exactly what it's going to be on election day? But what's been clear is that college-educated women are key to Harris's election hopes.
Okay, let's set aside gender for a second. What other demographic groups are you watching this election season, and what does the poll tell us?
Well, Harris is doing quite well with black voters in this survey and not far off from where she likely needs to be with Latino voters, too. And that could make a huge difference. 83% of black voters now say that they're with Harris. That's the highest since she's gotten into this race. So for all the talk about Trump siphoning off young black men, this is one good data point for Harris's team. Now, Harris is winning Latinos with 61%. And with Gen Z, she's at 56%. Those are a little short of where Democrats have been in the past when they've won. But remember, there's a wide margin of error here. It's bigger for subgroups in national polls. So it's not very far off from where Democrats have been when they've had success. Harris has to hope that the shift we're seeing with college-educated white voters in her direction, as well as baby boomers who say they're going to vote for her, could offset some of those potential losses. A light breeze in any of these directions, though, could change the outcome of who the next president of the United States is.
We will keep on watching. That is NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks as always.
You're welcome.